علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently focusing on the third sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about some of the oppressions that took place, that were taking place at the time, and how Imam Ali tried to solve that state of oppression. And because of the steps that he took, how some of the companions, they broke their covenant and were not ready to support Imam Ali alayhi salam. Rather, unfortunately, some of them even fought against him, whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَلَمَّا نَهَضْتُ بِالْأَمْرِ نَكَثَتْ طَائِفَةٌ. When I began to perform this duty, this important duty of fighting against oppression, a few of them broke their covenant. And this was a very bad thing. This was something that Imam Ali alayhi salam was complaining about. And how valid was that complaint that he had? And we say that one of the greatest dangers that a society which is revolutionary, a society that is awake, and a society that is aware of the situation, one of the greatest dangers that it faces is that a group of people start to find themselves privileged because of certain good deeds, certain good actions that they performed in the past. And if you noticed, in every movement, whenever those that brought about that movement in the start to feel that they are privileged, then we come back to square one. It's as if the revolution was not done, and it's as if everything gets wasted.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were discussing about the fact that there were a group of people at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam that did not support Imam Ali in his endeavors to fight against oppression. Oh, well, they found themselves to be in a special privileged position, and therefore this expectation was actually a very wrong thing. And we say that such expectations are the things that can destroy any movement, any social movement. And you can write this down, that whenever there is a social movement and a group of people start to feel unduly privileged, then know that that society is bound to get destroyed and is going into a vicious downward spiral that is going to destroy it. The spirit of revolution and positive change unfortunately, at the time of Uthman, the third caliph, had started to diminish greatly. And of course, this was because of some of the things that were done at that time, which we have already discussed in the previous sessions. And the people had also, lost the ability to distinguish between what is correct and what is not. So they would see, for example, a companion like Talha, let's say, or Zubair, who had done great service in the past, okay? But now that companion is doing something different. They did not realize that that companion speaks for himself, and he is not a, you can say, a microphone for Islam. If he makes a mistake, the whole ummah is not supposed to be dragged into abyss because of that. Or for example, they didn't distinguish this, they didn't have this understanding to realize that being the nephew of the Prophet, Zubayr, for example, was the nephew of the Prophet, does not give you special privilege above anyone. Or, for example, having done certain things in the past doesn't do that also. So, for example, we had people like Abdurrahman bin Auf and Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas that had, performed great services for Islam in the past. And they were soldiers. Apparently, they had done a lot of, in the apparent sense, they fought against enemies, and they struggled, and they had the medals and, you know, the special good record in the past. But unfortunately, we saw that certain things were done that were not very much good.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were discussing about certain people who, after doing some things in the past, they now felt that they had special privileges. And this was something that I said that is the beginning of corruption in a society, is a cancer that destroys any revolutionary and social change. So for instance, we had people like Abdurrahman bin Auf and Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, who had medals and they had a lot of good records in the past. They had a good name, known by the people, liked for their, their victories and all that. But we ask that we know that in established history that they had a lot of wealth, gold, right? We want to ask, where was all this wealth coming from? Where was this gold? Were they having the keys to the treasuries of God? Where was all this coming from? And the answer is, it's because of their privileged position. And this is exactly what Imam Ali alayhi salam came to fight. That a person who, yes, he saved Islam, struggled for Islam, but isn't this itself something privileged? Isn't this itself something that you are supposed to, thank Allah for? That he gave you the opportunity to serve the greatest religion and the word of God. Isn't that a privilege enough in the eyes of God that would stop a person to expect other material things? But unfortunately, this was the fact. This is something that we need to be careful about in a society, any movement. And we appeal to every movement in the Islamic world or every movement in the religious world that they should take this as a lesson. That when such things happen, then unfortunately cancer begins to spread in the society and the society becomes destroyed. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us to live a life in a society without expectations for whatever services we've done, to continue to serve the community in the right way. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه